first question. Nick Picoro.
Hey, Torrey, what's going on with Christian Walker?
Yeah, Walk played seven innings last night in Reno, hit a home run. I think he also had another base hit, walked, is feeling very good. He's going to play again tonight in Reno. We're going to try and get eight or nine innings out of him and see where he feels. So at the end of the night, I told him that I would connect with him just to get a feel for where he's at, see how he's feeling physically. I know emotionally and fundamentally he's extremely close, if not ready, but I just think the physical part of it is the final piece to this puzzle. So keep you guys posted on that. And you know, we'll be keyed in onto what's happening in Reno tonight.
Okay. And then the way you guys typically do things, it seems like he would probably have a day off after and then maybe be ready for, like, would Sunday potentially be the earliest then?
That's a good question. Yeah, we have a method here. Our medical team does an unbelievable job of making sure that the players are following a process and following a plan. I don't know that answer. I'm not sure. We're going to get through tonight, which will be 2 days in a row. They had an off day, which would be what, Wednesday, I think. So at two in a row, I'm not sure what the game plan would be, but we'll just get him through tonight and see where he's at.
Steve Gelbert.
Hey, Torrey, saw in the game notes that Frankoff is pitching tomorrow. Right. Just wondering if Peacock is feeling better, and is he feeling better, and could he be a guy that then slots in on Sunday if he is?
Yeah, that has potential. And Matt is feeling better. He's you know, retaining fluids right now. Great sign. We're trying to get him on a mound as soon as possible and just allow him to get a baseball in his hand and get some strength back and get some range of motion back and see where he's at. So we're not sure what's going to happen on Sunday, but we'll see where Matt is at the end of this day today and then fill in that gap.
Torrey, are all the options for that start already on the roster pretty much?
Yeah, I think so. Those are they're all here so far. Nothing outside of our 26 guys. Correct.
Is Peacock back at the park?
Is he what?
Is he there in person today?
He's supposed to be here today. Yes, correct.
Anything else? All right, we'll have you up in 10 minutes. Oh, there we go, Nick Corum.
I guess we just wanted to follow up on Dupe's outing last night, and what did you come away thinking, and is he in line to possibly start again?
Yeah, I think all things are on the table right now. You know, and we walked through it, you know, piece by piece and day by day. I thought he threw the ball well. There were some pitches he made that I feel like were not where he wanted. And you know, I think I'm thinking about the Martinez at bat. I'm thinking about the last batter he faced, that he hit, to get through five. I thought all in all, he threw the ball okay. Especially for, what had happened there for a couple of innings and, for him to almost get through five innings, I thought was exactly what we expected. But yeah, I think all things are on the table. We're gonna walk through all considerations.
Jack Summers.
Cattell did some hard running last night. How's he feeling today and just a day off?
Yes. A little bit back to what Nick talked about. This is part of his progression. And he did. He got after it a couple times and he felt really good. In fact, you know, we sent around the lineup the evening before. And he was pushing back a little bit because he wanted to play. He wants to be out there for his teammates. But there are certain things that are non-negotiable right now, and that was one of them.
Jose Romero.
Hey, Torrey, bear with a little bit on this one. If things are going, do you sometimes sort of, you know, look at it in game within a game sort of situations where you guys succeed and try to build off of those moments, like drawing a key walk or getting a couple key hits, you know, ending a no-hitter bid, something like that?
Yeah, I think, look, we have a certain standard that we've gotten used to here, and we're falling below that standard. So it's up to me to make sure that I'm keeping everybody accountable to reach that standard. And those are the things that we're focusing on every single day, that we're not doing the little things that I'm asking. But inside of the game, I ask the guys pay attention to those small victories and try and build some momentum internally and build some confidence internally about what they can do the next day to keep building off of those small victories. So, yeah, I mean, nobody wants to get no hit. I was happy with what we did yesterday and coming back from that score and tied the game and went to extra innings. But I want to win baseball games. That's what it is. Bottom line, I want to win baseball games as bad as anybody. And I know that room wants to win a baseball game as bad as anybody. So we got to focus on the little things and do them right. That's our main objective.
All right, everybody. We'll have Dube up in 8 minutes. I'll leave this room open. Thank you.
Thanks, Tory.
Thanks, Tory.